It's Monday, June 13th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Everything will be okay. Just hide there in plain sight. Too big to see, yeah, to see. Well, have coffee and watch the strangers gather our letters and carry us further. Deluded and faded, still safely there, still there. Still there. Oh,
Okay, we just heard the Rosebuds. They're from Raleigh, North Carolina. That was their song Go Ahead. It's track one off their brand new album called Loud Planes Fly Low. And I love that song. It's the best song on the album by a mile. And it's the kind of thing that song was played so much in the last week in my apartment that it had sort of become a joke. It was like, really? Again, we're going to listen to this again? But yeah, we are. I love that song. I could listen to that even more times than I've already listened to it, which is a lot. Really great stuff. And the rest of the album, you know, really, you just, yeah, you know, it's okay. But really, Go Ahead. That song's incredible. Love that song. There's a sound on it that reminds me of my Casio SK1's human voice sound. It was like one of the instruments on my Casio SK1 when I was a kid, and it sounded a lot like there's a sound in that song that sounds like it. Anyway, okay, up next, from Brooklyn, New York, her name's Computer Magic. Big fan of Computer Magic. Finally got to see her play live fairly recently, and it was lots of fun. It was not very crowded. I gotta say, I was a little disappointed. Come on, you know, Computer Magic, she's awesome. Go see. There was like 10 people there. It was good. It was a good show. Anyway, we're gonna hear two songs. She's got a new music video, which just came out a few days ago, to the song we're gonna hear first, which is called The End of Time. It's from the Spectronic EP, which is a free download from her website. You can get that, just download the whole album for free. Then we're gonna hear the song Running. It's off her Electric Fences EP, which you can buy in like eMusic and Amazon, iTunes, you know, it's for sale everywhere, but it's also for free on her website, that song. So, you know, you don't really have to give any money, but I would buy the Electric Fences EP, just throw a few bucks, it's cheap. And Computer Magic is awesome. Big fan of Computer Magic. So here we go, Computer Magic with End of Time and Running. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
People walking by us,
girls and wasting my money in internet cafes. I miss my family, I miss my friends, but I can't go back. I'm not ready yet, I'm spending my time on long distance phone calls. I'm wasting my money in internet cafes. I miss my family, I miss my friends, but I can't go back. I'm not ready yet. They're moving in out of love, I'm not there. My friends are falling in out of love, and I'm not there. My friends are getting married. Will I be there to celebrate with them? My friends are having nervous breakdowns, and I'm not there. My friends are falling apart, and I'm not there. My friends are trying to kill themselves, and I'm not there to say, don't do it, 'cause I need you. What could I do without you? We pretend nothing changed. Besides the fun, there's a ghost lingering between us. We adore each other, but I'm not part of their everyday lives no more, and they're not part of mine. In a new town, in a new city, with a whole lot of brand new things to do. My new friends are so brilliant, they almost made me forget. But how could I ever forget? How could I ever forget you? So I'm wasting my time on long distance phone calls. I'm spending my money in internet cafes. I miss my family, I miss my friends, but I can't go back. I'm not ready yet. I'm spending my time on long distance phone calls. I'm wasting my money in internet cafes. I miss my family, I miss my friends, but I can't go back. I'm not ready yet to join the army.
Together. super slim. Not exactly gorgeous, but cute as a balcony. He does the shake like no one does. I wish she would take me out of dance. He's so smart, he's not ready to talk about music. Yeah, he's very cool, he did it, yeah. It's kind of dirty in bed.
Two songs in a row right back there by Euripides and His Tragedies. A fantastic band name, great band, and they're from Barcelona, Spain, though I think originally they're from Athens, Georgia, which is a home of the Ice Cream Socialists and of Montreal, who they both, they sound basically exactly like the Ice Cream Socialists, but with slightly more ooh-wah-ooh-wah kind of stuff from Brian Wilson era, you know, anyway. Awesome. I love those two songs. First one was Abroad. The second one was Roo Roo, I'd Love To. They're both from the self-titled debut, Euripides and His Tragedies, which actually came out a few years back, and somehow I missed it until recently. I don't know how that one slipped by me. And even now, I don't remember how I came across that. I was actually just trying to figure out, like, where I'd heard of them. I don't remember. I come across a lot of music, and somehow I came across Euripides and His Tragedies, and man, I don't know how I missed it before, because right in my wheelhouse, as they say, that record. Really great stuff. Definitely want to check that out if you like the crap I play on the show, because that kind of embodies it. Okay, speaking of Brian Wilson sounds, how about just some straight-up 60s, you know, girl group indie rock kind of indie pop stuff? Cults. I don't know what it is with this band. It's like no one really knows anything about them, and then they got really famous, like before they even had an album or something. And I kind of, for some reason, I resisted putting them on the show, even though I really liked one of the first songs they released. But I felt like, I think it was like it leaked or something, and so everyone on the blogs had it, and it was like getting voted best song of the year, and then, but you still couldn't buy it or something. And I try and only put on stuff you can buy readily, so I was kind of waiting. I was like, well, their album will come out, and then it just never did. And finally, their album has come out. It's called Cults. It just came out recently, and it is great. Just the way you would expect it. Not a bad song on there. It's all really good stuff. And I saw them just the other day at Williamsburg Music Hall. They did a great show. And short, but I guess, you know, they don't have a lot of material. So they were headlining. It was still like a 30-minute show. It was a great 30 minutes, though. Maybe it was longer. Whatever. It was a great show. So here we go. Cults. We're going to hear Go Outside, my favorite song by them, I think probably most people's, and then Oh My God, both really good songs, and both off this debut album of theirs called Cults. So check it out, Cults, right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. So I apologize to the conservatives, but it is one of those weeks where I do feel the need to vent a little bit about conservatives. You know, I used to be a lot more bipartisan, but I feel they left me. I didn't leave them, because they seem to be doubling down on what doesn't work. This week was the 10th anniversary of the Bush tax cuts, and I saw Tim Pawlenty, who apparently is the adult in the Republican field, take it to an even greater level about how we should just throw more money to the rich. Isn't the one thing that has taken this country down just always catering to the greed of rich people and exacerbating this giant wealth gap?
This week is a 10-year anniversary. It was originally geared to do three things: grow GDP, increase wages, and grow jobs.
It How'd failed. That work out?
Basically, on the first two, it failed, and on the job growth, it was the slowest of any period of boom since World War II. So it's been a pretty big disappointment, and 40% of the money went to the richest 1%. So,
yeah, Time Magazine had a stat last week. It said half of Americans say they can't come up with $2,000 in 30 days without selling some of their personal possessions. That's why we see so many of these Saturday lawn sales, I think, in L.A. You ever drive around L.A. on a Saturday? Like, every third person has their shit out on the front lawn.
Yeah, it's true. People need cash.
Let me get back to what we were talking about, which is that Tim Pawlenty, who, again, is supposed to be the adult in this race, he released his plan this week. Lower the top rate on the rich people from 35% to 25%. Get rid of the estate tax, the capital gains tax, dividend tax, tax on interest, and lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. You see what I mean about doubling down on what doesn't work? We have the information from 16 years, 8 of Bush, 8 of Clinton. Under the Clinton tax rates, we had a thriving economy, 23 million new jobs. Under Bush, the worst job growth ever, like 3 million new jobs. The debate is over. We know what works.
But it's not over, because you have to understand the organizing principle of the Republican Party is they're going to cut taxes, and they're probably going to cut taxes for the wealthiest people. And so what you have now is this game of fantasy politics going on where they're all jockeying for position to be the Republican nominee, and you get plans like Pawlenty's, because that's what they want to have. That's what they've gotten imposed in the past. You know, there's nothing to kind of force them back on the path of fiscal rectitude.
This idea that when you cut taxes on the super rich, somehow it creates jobs, we know this doesn't work. This is a fantasy that would work maybe if we didn't have a global economy. But when you cut taxes on the rich, first of all, they just buy shit for themselves. But even if they do spend, it's on workers in China and India. If they're going to expand their factories, of course they're going to do it in places.
Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on
and love is only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seems. Disappointing, haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace, doubt my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Admit, that's the way it seems. Disappointing, haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Oh man, that's so good, right? That's Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond with Cherry Cherry, and then I'm a Believer, the original version of I'm a Believer. Both of those are from his recently released The Bang Years, 1966 to 1968. And I heard a review of that on Fresh Air, NPR's Fresh Air. And I was like, man, why do I not have some of that good old-fashioned Neil Diamond? Because I was raised in a house that had Neil Diamond, but it was like Coming to America Neil Diamond. It was a totally different Neil Diamond. And I always knew that, like, he wrote songs for the Monkees, but I didn't know that he recorded those songs first. So, you know, I'm a Believer, such a great song by the Monkees and by Neil Diamond, really good stuff. So I thought those were pretty good. And I don't really put on oldies very often, even when there's, because they obviously always are releasing, you know, new versions of, you know, repackaged old songs or whatever. And I don't tend to put them on, but I felt like this Neil Diamond one was pretty good. And I, for the longest time, I've been thinking about doing an oldies show, like where I just play nothing but oldies, because I really love 50s and 60s music in particular. So I thought I might put on just a bunch of oldies. And then I was like, well, if I put on Neil Diamond, I could put him on. And I was like, that would be oldies. And then I was like, well, you know, he's got this new album. And then I was like, well, I've got this other, this Fats Domino, because something kind of reminded me of this Fats Domino release that came out a few years ago. There was all these songs that, for some reason, I love Fats Domino, but I just missed these, like, great covers he's done of other things. And it's all old, or, you know, it's oldies. It's not like a recent recording. But, like, when he did these covers of, like, the Beatles, which, hearing the original version of the Monkees' Neil Diamond song, kind of made me think of the Fats Domino version of these Beatles songs, which, in particular, Lady Madonna. Because if you read about Lady Madonna, it's like Paul McCartney kind of wrote Lady Madonna to sound like Fats Domino, and then Fats Domino came back around and covered Lady Madonna. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, it's a great song, Lady Madonna. I mean, just such an excellent song. And so is Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey, both by the Beatles, and both covered by Fats Domino back a long time ago, and then recently, or fairly recently, you know, a few years back, put on a compilation called Sweet Patootie Complete Reprise Recordings. It's like a Rhino collection, and it's really totally a great album. It's really good. If you love Fats Domino, like me, there's lots of stuff on there you might have missed, because I had missed it. I thought I was like an aficionado of Fats Domino until I got this thing. So, anyway, Fats Domino, this is saving me. So when I do my oldies show, I won't have to put on any Neil Diamond or Fats Domino, because that'll be covered, you know, if I ever get around to it. So here we go, Fats Domino, Lady Madonna, And everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey. Where else but on the sounds of my head?
Lady Madonna, cheering at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet. Now who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without no suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday child had learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, babies at your breast. Wonder how you managed to be the rest.
Okay, that was fun. I love Fats Domino. So here we go, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, a band from Vancouver. They're called Young Galaxies, and I'd recommend them if you like stars or to a lesser degree, new pornographers. They're sort of a, you know, the class, the normal thing I would put on the show. That's what they're like. And this song in particular, Dreams, it's from their album Invisible Republic, which I think is probably their best album. They've got a newer album, but Dreams is definitely their standout track. So check it out, Dreams by Young Galaxy. Where else but right here, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Safer Than My Friend by Computer Magic, Apache by Jorgen Ingman, and Love is Blue by Paul Morait. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also become a fan in Facebook. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Or just tune in again in 2 weeks on June 27th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.